Welcome back to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun. I pray that you are having a blessed day wherever you are in the world today. And I hope that you make this podcast your favorite drive time podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Today we want to speak from the topic, culture or Christ. Culture or Christ. We are living in a time in a world culture that is called postmodernism. The simple definition for that is you can basically do whatever you want to do and it is acceptable. There's even a jingle, a song that was made many years ago, which was a forerunner to postmodernism, and it simply said, "It's your thing, do what you want to do." So you've heard that song. And in that type of environment or that type of social construct or that type of society, we see some things that are relevant. For example, one, cancel culture. Whenever you say something that people don't like, they have the power to cancel you. A syncretistic society. A syncretistic society is one where people will take Christianity and mix other religions in it in order to bring out the kind of hybrid faith that will allow them to do whatever it is they would like to do. There's also the deconstruction of the family. There is the dissolution of tradition and historical context, content, or experience. And finally, there's the embracing of moral relativism. Let me take it a step even further. If a handful of people find it acceptable, then it's okay. That's moral relativism. Moral relativism is there is no morality. There is no moral standard. There is no line of demarcation. It embodies the will of the people over the will of constraint. In other words, there are times when we need to follow rules, directions, and regulations, processes, and procedures. But when you embrace moral relativism, everything is open, everything is free of freedom of choice, do what you want to do. And yes, God gives us freedom of choice, but he does not negate the moral code. He does not negate the biblical right. He does not negate the power or the stewardship given to parents, to police officers, to judges, to legal authority or governmental authorities to make sure that there is law and order in a particular society. And so we have to look at these things and wonder where we are going. What kind of society would we be living in if there are no rules, no regulations, no right, no wrong, if everything is acceptable and all systems are go? People are creating new and radical cultural mores and then discarding them on a whim. And everyone is supposed to accept and adapt. And if you don't, then you get canceled. In other words, what is politically correct today has an expiration date. And God forbid if you did not get the memo. Again, what do you get? You get canceled. So what's politically correct today may not be politically correct tomorrow. The problem with that is you genuinely do not know, or if that is not a part of your cultural lens, then people are allowed to discard you or make an enemy of you using a 30-second soundbite of something that is correct but not politically correct. The true context of what you said was contained in a 30 or 40-minute message. However, today people will judge the entire context of your life based on a 30-second video clip or a quilt of 30-second video clips, different parts put together to prove a point, but the main context in which they were extrapolated from do not prove that point. Let me change my vantage point or vector and speak to a next or new vanguard. What is a vanguard? It is a group of people leading the way in a new development or ideas. There is a new vanguard of believers that it's on the horizon who are getting ready to rise up and become a great marching army. As a matter of fact, the second definition of vanguard is the foremost division or the front part of an advancing army force. And we're not talking about military force. We're not talking about militia force. We're talking about spiritual force. We're talking about a people who are willing to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ, just as those saints who were the leaders of the new movement, the new church, the church that took over in the first and second century, the church that was hunted, the church that was used by people as a battering ram. At any rate, I would like to address the people who may have a biblical world view. I speak to the remnant of people internationally who have a relationship with God and who see the world through a different set of lens, a divine lens. First, we cannot denounce our faith to fit in. But the one who denies and rejects me before men, that one will I also deny and reject before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:33. This new vanguard must stand in the midst of criticism. They must stand in the midst of being denounced. They must stand no matter what. And remember, like the prophets of old, like Daniel, who was put in the lion's den when yet unscathed, they must remember that we cannot denounce our faith. The second thing is we cannot change the Bible to make it fit in. The Bible is the Bible. It is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 in the English Standard Version says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. We'll never be able to change the Bible, and there is a standard issued in Revelation for anyone who would attempt to change the Bible. It is not a good thing to mess with God's word. So God's word is the same, and it will stand, and it is enforceable by the testator, which was Jesus Christ, who died to make this testament true. Thirdly, we cannot be afraid of the people, nor can we be afraid to breathe in our current culture. We have to live. We have to live in power. We have to live believing that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. We have to live believing that God has put us in the earth to bear fruit, and that we may have to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ to bear fruit. The New Living Translation reads as such, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The King James Version says power, love, and a sound mind. We have a sound mind to defeat the enemy in times like this. But we must realize that in essence, people are not our enemy, so we cannot be afraid of them. Remember, people have no heaven or hell to put you in. So don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. I am often asked the question, how do we navigate this current culture? I use the scripture, Jeremiah 31 and 3, which simply says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So how do we live in today's society? We live bearing fruit. We live loving people. We live intertwining ourselves into the lives of people in the workplace, in the college, university campus, in our schools, in government, in the community, just living life like everyone else, except with a twist, a caveat. We live life with the joy of the Lord as our strength. We live life bearing the fruit of righteousness. We live life living out the fruit of the Spirit. We live life like this. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So in a dark world, we become light. We are not condemning people, but we are loving people to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. In other words, God has called us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We have to know when to move. Serpents are unseen until they want to be seen. But then we also have to be harmless as a dove, gentle, meek, which means to have strength under control, kind-spirited, using random acts of kindness, loving people with no strings attached, agape love. This kind of love and this kind of light and this kind of fruit will draw people back to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and it will cause them to ask you why you are the way you are. Then the doors open for you to witness. We have not been born in the earth to go to war with people. We are instruments of God's love. We love everyone, but we cannot embrace everything. So remember this when you are dealing with people, because sometimes people can be abrasive. They can curse you out. They can come for you, as the young people say. But remember this, Ephesians 4 and 12. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So we are not in the earth to fight people. We are in the earth to fight the Spirit. And in order to contend with the Spirit, you must fight with spiritual tools. So as an advancing army, we must be fully aware of who we are. We are God's light in the earth. We are living epistles in the earth. Instead of fighting people, we need to win souls for Christ. The fruit of those who are right with God is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. We must bear fruit in the earth. We must look like God. It's not so much quoting scriptures, it's living out scriptures. That's why we attend church, to confirm what God is saying, so we know what the will of the Lord is concerning the people that are in our inner circle, in our outer circle, in our homes, and in our communities, so we can know how and when and what to say at what time. And these sensitivities will draw people to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We must let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Remember, the fruit of those who are right with God is a tree of life. We are in connection with God. We become as a tree of life. And he who wins souls is wise. You have been listening to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I am your host, Derek L. Calhoun. Make sure you go into the world and influence the nations. God bless.